Welcome to the From the Field broadcast, recorded from the Amazon Basin. Listen now as Brother Andrew brings you good news from a far country.
When Peter is going to be tried of God, the Lord Jesus looks at Peter and says, Peter, he said, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. He said, well, now I converted, strengthen the brethren. He said, in other words, he said, Peter, that same text says, Peter, you're going to deny me three times. And Peter said, Lord, I'm not going to do that. I'm with you to the end. I'm going to fight this thing out to death. And God had just looked at Peter and said, you are going to fail me three times. You're going to deny me thrice before the cock crows in the morning. And I just want to drop off in your basket that if God says something, dear friend, it's going to come to pass. Now, I'm not preaching from our level. It's too hard to understand. And I really can't get it from God's level, but I just want to preach truth. That when God has sent this young lion against Samson, it was for a reason. Amen. That when God has sent the Philistines against Samson at other times, it was for a reason. That when God, all the things in Samson's life, I want you to know there's a God in heaven. Don't take orders from nobody. Don't have a counsel from anybody. And it's Him that's got a plan for your life and a purpose for your life. He's going to see to it that it gets done, thank God. And He uses every which way. Here, Samson had a good family, had a good mama, had a good daddy. I'm so glad God uses the good things to work in your life. Aren't you glad, thank God, how you don't have to go kicking and screaming. You can just throw the towel, surrender in, and say, God, I'll go with you, Lord. I'll submit to you, God. I'm willing to be made willing to fulfill your will and your plan and your purpose in my life. Thank God for that. But here, we see that God uses bad things, even in the life of Samson. This lion, the attacks of the enemy, constantly coming against him. Peter failed God miserably. But that failure produced a man that would weep bitterly and repent, that would look for other sources, the fishing boat and the fishing experience, to find fulfillment, only getting more empty. That when he saw him on the shore, he'd run and say, oh God, I want to be with you. Oh Jesus, whatever it is, I'll follow you. It produced that agape love in him that would follow Christ everywhere. That would stand in the middle of the day against the blasphemers and the cults and preach in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And some 3,000 were born again there on Pentecost. I want to say God, from His vantage point, sees where you are based on His foreknowledge. He allows things to happen knowing what it will already produce in you. I thank God for that. Oh, that's helping me right now. And so here we see Samson now. He's fought this lion and he slew him by the help and power of God. And then Samson's life continues. And he continues to make riddles and the Philistines. Now his life has taken upon this role of bad things. His wife dies. She's been brutally murdered. Her house has been burnt down. And now it's this confrontation between Samson and the Philistines. Seems like he gets maybe two steps ahead, the enemy comes and he's three steps behind. You ever felt like you've been in that place before? Yeah. And you're trying, Samson, he's just trying to go through it. Then he goes down and he ties up the tails of those foxes, puts them loose in the field, and sets their tail on fire, and burns up the Philistines' field that they raise against him. Samson goes to the rock Edom. He's there on his hideout. He's there resting on the rock. And while he's there, sitting in this position, in this place on the rock. Now the Bible says, verse 11 to 15, then 3,000 men of Judah
went to the top of the rock Edom and said to Samson, "Knowest thou not that the Philistines are rulers over us? What is this that thou hast done unto us?" And he said unto them, "As they did unto me, so have I done unto them." And they said unto him, "We are come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee in the hand of the Philistines." And Samson said unto them, "Swear unto me that ye will not fall upon me yourselves." And they spake unto him, saying, "No, but we will bind thee fast, and deliver thee into their hand, and surely we will not kill thee." And they bound him with two new cords, and brought him up from the rock Edom. This is amazing to me. The first time in Samson's career, in Samson's life, where you see that he's put into bondage. It's by his own brethren. His own countrymen. They've got this Samson in bondage. And here's what they said. They said, "Samson, what are you doing up here? Don't rock the boat, Samson. Don't you know the Philistines are ruling over us? Hey, let's just keep things the way they are. Aren't you glad there are some Samsons, thank God, that'll rear back and preach truth from this bush and say thank God for it?" And then sometimes it's the very brethren that wants to put us in bonds. I'm grateful for the book of Galatians where Paul had gone forth through the land of Galatia there, Derbe, Lystra, Poseidon, Antioch, Poseidon. And what an amazing text where he comes to them on his second missionary journey. And he looks at them and says, "O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Ye should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you. Only this would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having been begotten of the Spirit? Are ye now made perfect by the flesh?" Here's what he's saying. He's saying, was it God that saved you by His grace and His faith, only for you to go back to the law, get in bondage, and say that it now is up to you to keep yourself saved? That's not what he's saying, though, thank God. I'm glad that the book of Colossians, I read this morning, where it spoke to us from the second chapter and said, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him." Thank God, the same way I received Christ is the way I'm going to walk in Him. As you receive Him. It wasn't of my own efforts. And it was by His efforts, thank God. He came looking for me, thank God. It was by His grace. He chose to give me a gift of faith. And by that, His goodness made me repent, thank God. And in that, thank God, by the same way I received Christ, by grace through faith, thank God, that's how I can walk in Him. By grace through faith, thank God. Thank God, I'm grateful that I didn't get saved by God's grace, by His working, just for me to turn around and say, "Oh, I've got to do this, I've got to do that." And sometimes we'll hear folks preach that, and we'll hear this, or we'll, whatever, the teaching or whatever, and it puts the brethren in bondage. I won't say, dear friend, I want the body of Christ to be free and to have liberty to serve God and to worship God in spirit and in truth, thank God. I don't want to walk around on the way of the law. Yes, I thank God for the law. It was brought me to repentance. It was my schoolmaster. He taught me that I could not keep the law. He showed me that I was not perfect. He showed me that I was sinful in my error. But I thank God by grace God saved me and brought me out from the law and put me in Christ, thank God. And now I walk in Christ by the grace and faith that He gave me. Woo! And a blessing of the Lord. Here's old Samson now. His own brethren had to put him in bondage. Isn't it amazing when Jesus called Lazarus forth from the grave? "Lazarus, come forth." He came forth in those grave clothes. And Jesus said to them, "Loose him. Loose him. Let him go."
Yes, sir.
Man.
I don't want to be guilty of putting another brother in bondage. I don't want to be guilty of saying, well, if they'd only done this, they wouldn't be in the mess they're in. Well, and we are constantly got this self-righteous, prideful spirit that we're somehow better than somebody else. Dear friend, I'm going to report to you, that is not Christianity. That's not Christ. That's not what Jesus did, thank God. I'm grateful to report to you that Jesus was one that every time you see Him in confrontation, it's with those that has that prideful religious spirit, and they're pumping their religion and not pumping Jesus. And so here we see the Samson. He's in bondage now. He breaks free of this bondage, uses the jawbone of an ass to slay 1,000 men. God causes water to come out of that and gives him strength to carry on. Then he goes to Gaza. It's almost like you think, man, what is this guy doing? I mean, have y'all ever just sat back and just looked at Samson and said, man, God just rescued you, pal. Just gave you great power again. Now you're going right back down the same old stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we're not careful, we'll throw off on folks like that. And you know what? We'll miss out on what they bring to the house of God. Here we see he gets power again. He begins this vicious cycle of victory and failure. Victory and failure. Samson has got the victory. He's carried these doors. He's broke the gates off the city of Gaza. Carried them before the hill before Hebron. Planted them there. He goes to the woman of Delilah. He's in her house. He begins to commune with Delilah. I want to stop and say, Delilah is not a Philistine. Delilah lives in the valley of Sorek. It's on Israel's side. And so Delilah was an Israelite that lived real close to the border of the enemy. And Samson is toying there again. He gets bound by new cords. He breaks free. He gets bound again. He breaks free. He gets bound again. He breaks free. He gets bound again. He breaks free. It's a vicious cycle in the life of Samson. Somebody from the outside looking on, we're quick to say, hey, can't you just get the victory and keep the victory? Hey, but I want to say, I'm preaching from this perspective. That God's working in Samson's life. Let God work on him. If God saved him, God's going to work on him. God's going to help him. God's going to get it done. And He uses every which form, whether it be the good, the bad, or the ugly. God is working in Samson's life. Here he's at a place where he can't seem to get the victory. It's as if he's come to the house of God on Sunday and says, thank God, and shout the victory, and feel God, and worship God, and say, oh, praise God, I've got the victory. Long about Tuesday, he falls in the same old besetting sin, and he's in trouble again.
The Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast today. Hope it's been a blessing and a help to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina 28904. That's Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.